Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market emerged positive for critical points, 7:58 a.m. Eastern Time, April 5th. Okay, what we want to look at is yesterday there were Federal Reserve people coming out and talking about how they still wanted over 5% rate. They thought that was the best. Others aren't leaning that way, but it makes the market a little nervous. Fed Reserve is going to continue breaking things. Jamie Dimon over at J.P. Morgan came out and said that he thinks this banking crisis has got will make negative impacts for a few years, okay? Some of the people I'm following within the banking industry see problems for about another 3 months. We'll work out of it. I think this is kind of a miniature version of 1907 analog when we had a banking crisis, and I had been talking about this on and off for a few years. Seems like we're due for it. I think we're going to get through it. It'll be fine. No problem, okay? But we have to realize, at least on a very short-term basis, it could upset the markets and make them a little bit nervous here of lingering fallout for some of this, okay? Now, the interesting thing is J.P. Morgan Trading Desk came out and said, if you can put the S&P 500 over 4150, you're going to trigger additional buying. And I think this relates to derivatives, options, various strategies that is going to force someone to buy. But they also said, as it moves up towards 4,200, you may see that we're just going to get more solid demand where people are saying, hey, we got to give up. There is no bear market. This is a bull market. And they saw the potential to run for 4,300. Interesting comment when you still have analysts within these major banks who still think we can have a bear market or renew the bear market. And yet you have other analysts and people actually working day in, day out with the trading saying there's possibility of upside here. We've seen the worst of the downside. Okay, now other news. Yeah, you could say some of the political stuff going on yesterday kind of bothered the market, gave them a little intraday trading opportunities. That should blow over now. Now we have Good Friday, so the market's going to have a short week basically. And I may have no comments on Friday. Probably take the day off. And of course, earlier this week, I said probably a level three bottom could occur as soon as Friday. Well, no, the model's saying it's unlikely to be Thursday because of holiday. It's more likely to be next week. And I already said that really was more likely next week. So the market can start working lower now into next week for the inflation report, that it's had a good run up, a little too fast, a little too far. It's overbought. And you can just see some people can take some profits here maybe before Good Friday, and then maybe a little bit more as they prepare for the inflation report. However, the level three uptrend ideally won't top till another up move this week and maybe even the start of next week, and then set back for the inflation report maybe. And it still looks like it can bottom just ahead of the inflation report, on the report, or just a little after, and looking out a week afterwards, we should see another leg higher for that larger level two level and uptrends when the market can be bullish into late April to early May. Okay, so we think everything's still on track, but don't be surprised the market chills out here a bit, backs off because of Good Friday, because of preparing for the CPI inflation report next week, because of some technical factors. Now, as we zoom inside this level three trend that's inside level two, level one, we find for the level four interweek trend that there's a good possibility it bottomed yesterday and the market's going to head higher today and maybe even into tomorrow, okay? And what we have to consider is that if the June futures S&P 500 trade below 4115 and a quarter, this morning, I'd be concerned they can stay down for the day, and they may even be down into tomorrow, then up. So our little pop or up move here can shove out, can be delayed. But the market is quite oversold. It's like they beat it hard for a few minutes yesterday, and then they were done, okay? Likewise, if we can see the futures trading above 4135 and a half, that could be a sign, yes, we got a level four upswing underway. We're going to get that pop. Now, as we convert it to the cash market, trade above 4106.64 would probably be a sign it's trying to work higher in that level four pop and can run above 4130 and may yet take it higher because this level three, I'm not convinced it's truly topped. I'm not convinced the market is heading lower into next week. I wonder if there's one more pop coming, then head lower. Now, likewise for the cash, however, if it trades below yesterday's low at 4,086.87, especially this morning, I think the market might be soft into late today and maybe tomorrow. So hopefully that gives you some guidance of how they're going to swing this today into tomorrow. It is a bit iffy. And keep in mind, even if it will pop one more time here, that it probably is going to end a topping process for level three and will be down some next week. But if we're right on those larger, more important trends, it looks as though we'll get a friendly inflation report or dialed in, or there's going to be some other reason for them to buy it to continue to put it up this month. Now, where are we on interest rates and the dollar? Well, the dollar still looks soft to me. It's due to bottom, but I don't think it's going to give us much for problems here. The stock market can rally relative to the dollar. How about interest rates? We're very pleased how the model has been working since last year to this year, long-term, intermediate, short-term, very short-term. Very pleased that it is in a level three downtrend. Very pleased that interest rates went down yesterday. It should go down a little bit more, but you can see that it can pop by time of the CPI inflation report next Wednesday. Then I think it's going lower still, but it's already so much lower than the Federal Reserve rate. We do have to consider possibility over the next month or two that it starts moving sideways, which means it's probably going to put a floor in soon and have to rally some to find the top of that range and then zigzag up and down. I don't know how that'll play out for the stock market, but in general, the model's saying it's okay with these lower interest rates. The bond market may be concerned with the future of the economy, but it's actually helping the economy by having lower interest rates. The stock market is viewing this as a net good thing, actually. Okay, so that's where we are for today, giving you little ideas of some upside, downside here. And the idea that probably they're going to be selling some by next week is just a matter of, are they going to start selling now into next week, or are we going to get another pop-up, put them and have a better time for that level three top, and then put it down next week? Don't know, but as we zoom out, we're still thinking in terms of there's higher prices coming this month for the U.S. stock market. Have a great day. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Thank you.